Are you ready to make May amazing? This is the podcast series dedicated to help you make the most of one of the fullest months of the year. I'm Erin Port, your host, and every week for the next several weeks, we're diving into tips, tricks, and sanity savers to help simplify your life and amplify your joy. Whether you're juggling recitals, end-of-year gifts, mealtime, summer planning, or just the everyday chaos of life, we've got something for you, and we're here to help. So grab that cup of coffee, or hey, let's be real, maybe it's your second. Pop in those earbuds, and let's tackle this month together, making it not just manageable, but amazing. Let's get started. Hey friends, I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Welcome back, friends. It's the lovely month of May, which I affectionately dubbed as Maycember. It's almost to the end of the school year, and this month rivals the holidays for mamas, right? There is so much going on. I find myself sometimes in a constant state of panic. I'll send crazy stricken texts to my friends like, what do I need to send for that camp that I can't pronounce that the first graders are having? Or have you figured out what we're doing for recital hair yet? Or when is it my turn to bring treats to the dugout for our next t-ball game? Then looking at my calendar to see when I can even fit in washing the underwear, because apparently folding underwear inside out is frowned upon. And don't even get me started on what I'm going to cook for dinner, because are you trying to send me into a tailspin? The end of the year is crazy. There's programs, graduations, gifts, games, awards, field days, special outfits, special days, meals, and festivities, not to mention all the day-to-day responsibilities and duties we still need to get done. Is your blood pressure a little bit higher? So is mine. And this reminds me of the story my grandmother used to tell me when I was a little girl. She used to go to the farm and she'd get her chickens, and then she'd come home and she'd chop their heads off and they would run around like crazy people in the backyard. And it just makes me think, I am now the chicken running around with my head cut off. That is me at the end of the school year. So all jesting aside, how can we go from running around like a chicken with our head cut off and surviving Maycember to thriving in Maycember? You know I come to you every single week with practical tips that you can implement today to make your life more simple on purpose so you can focus on what matters. And today we are going to do that with the month of Maycember. So all jesting aside, I know you're probably downright tired right now, bone weary, frazzled, kaput, sap, shot, spent, ready to drop, out of gas. You get the idea. After a few years of navigating this time of year, cough, cough, about a dozen, I have found that there are some simple tweaks I can make that prevent me from becoming a headless crazed chicken and not just survive, but thrive during this season. So let's go ahead and get started with the first tip. The first tip, if you've been around here for any length of time, you know it's to sit down and plan out your week. Scott and I, my husband and I, share our long-term calendar. And as things come up, we go ahead and invite each other to those events. This is nice regularly throughout the year, but becomes imperative this time of the year. Then once a week, it helps me to visually see it all written out. So I go ahead and write it all out in my weekly planner so that I can form a plan of attack. Sometimes we have to divide and conquer because we simply can't be all places at all times, especially this time of year. This way, when I plan it all out in my calendar, I can plan out carpool and meals based on our schedule because we have to eat. And then on Sunday afternoons, we go to church, we come home, we have a big lunch, and then Scott and I go on a weekly walk. Sometimes it's just 20 minutes, sometimes it's longer. But during that walk, not only is it like our date time during this busy season when date nights are going to be hard to come by, but it also is our way to connect and plan out the week. So we'll have deep conversations, but we'll also have the conversations about like, okay, this is what's going on Monday night. This is what's going on Tuesday night. You're going to pick up this child this night. We kind of go over those plans Because, friends, nothing zaps romance in a marriage like a kid forgotten at the ball field. Am I right? So I highly suggest, if you don't do a spousal conference at the time each week, to try implementing that. Like I said, we get a little exercise, we go on a walk, we're all by ourselves, so kids aren't interrupting. We started this kind of as a way, a gateway to getting our kids used to babysitting. So when our son was like in fifth grade, maybe even fourth grade, we just walk around our neighborhood. So we're not very far away. If they need us, they can easily find us, but it's a great way to start that. Or strap your kids in the stroller and go on a walk, maybe even a drive, put in a DVD and drive around and talk about these things. But that is really important to have that conversation as a couple. Are you ready to transform your summer from overwhelming to absolutely amazing? Well, you're in luck because Simple Purposeful Living is here to help you plan for what truly matters with our Summer Planning Printable Pack. Imagine a summer where every day holds a little joy and no moment feels wasted. With monthly planning pages, daily activity ideas, bucket list templates, plus tips and tricks to make summer more fun. Signing up is easy and free. Just visit simplepurposefulliving.com/summer or check the show notes for the link to sign up. Enter your email and get immediate access. Start planning today and make this summer your family's best one yet. Don't let another summer slip by in a blur of busyness and missed opportunities. Join Simple Purposeful Living and plan for a summer that's filled with what matters most to you. Sign up at simplepurposefulliving.com/summer before it's too late. Okay, so the first thing is to sit down and plan out your week. Make sure you're putting those long-range dates in your phone and inviting your spouse so that you guys are on the same page. And then you're not double booking yourself because that'll also zap the marriage, or not zap the marriage, zap the romance. The next thing I always do during busy seasons like May-cember is I ask myself these questions as I plan out my schedule. What must happen? What can I let go of? And what can I ask for help with? Ooh, that last one's probably touched a nerve because as moms, we're DIYers. Nope, not with like just home renovation, but like in life, we're do-it-ourselvers. We don't like to ask for help. I think at every point in a mother's journey, whether that's whatever kid number you're on, but for me, especially when we adopted Quincy, I realized I needed to ask for help. I was outnumbered and I couldn't do it all anymore. And I learned to ask for help. Asking for help doesn't mean that you've failed. It means that you're loved and people want to help you. So just remember that. But what must get done? What can I let go of in this season? And what can I ask for help? So things like what must get done? I have to feed my kids. I have to do the laundry. What can I let go of? Now is not the time to try a bunch of new recipes or start a new exercise regime or take on a new volunteer responsibility unless it's critical, right? Like, this is a time where we just essentialize and we prioritize what must get done and then think about things like, I can set this aside for the month of June or another time. It's not the time for me to do that right now. Sometimes we overcomplicate things and really we just need to say, this isn't the time for this. It doesn't mean no forever. It just means no, not in this season right now. So what must happen? What can I let go of? And then what can I ask for help? Like I said before, we can't be all places all the time. We have four kids and there's two of us adults. I hate it when I can't be in person to my kids' events, but many of us moms are in the same position. And so recently I had a track meet. My husband was out of town. I couldn't go. I had a friend go and she sent me a video. All my friends were cheering on my son. It made me nearly weep. And she sent me videos like that. We can do that for each other, friends. So we can ask for help in that. And I know I'm always willing to do that for my friends too. So ask for help. Okay, the next thing, after you've kind of essentialized what must get done, what can I let go of, and what can I ask for help, the next thing is very practical, and you knew this was coming. You need to make a meal plan and a grocery list. Friends, if you want to find success at the dinnertime rush, having a game plan is essential. I tell you all the time, but a Final Four team does not go into the NCAA championship tournament game without a game plan. They watch film, they make plans, they have a strategy. And that's the same with having a meal plan. It doesn't have to be fancy to feed your family, but having even a simple plan of like, okay, we're going to have sandwiches on this night and frozen pizza on this night and charcuterie boxes to go on this night. Even having a simple plan will take the stress, anxiety, and decision-making when you're exhausted and hungry at 5 o'clock out of the equation. And that is essential. So create a meal plan. Now, I always say to you, especially in the month of May-cember, when you're going to concerts and different events, to plan your week before you meal plan. This is essential because you don't want to end up at the soccer field with a slow cooker pot of chili. That doesn't make sense. So make sure you plan your schedule and then make a simple meal plan to go along with it and then go to the grocery store once a week or make a grocery pickup order or have the groceries delivered. This is a busy season, so anything like that is helpful. It might be worth the extra cost. It might even be worth you buying pre-cut vegetables and pre-cut fruit. If that is going to help you simplify your life, then go for it. Maybe you're even in this season of life going to buy the pre-packaged snacks because you don't have time to do that. Remember, this is a season, and anything you can let go of in this season in order to simplify your life so you have more margin to do other things, do it, especially when it comes to mealtime. So maybe you go to Costco and you buy some pre-made meals, or you buy the rotisserie chicken because it's already cooked and you don't have to worry about it. But make the meal plan and then keep it simple. And remember, you can plan things like frozen pizza and hot dogs and sandwiches. Those are all perfectly acceptable meals to plan for because the meal plan is really just a game plan for how you're going to feed your family. Okay, so after you make a meal plan and you have your grocery list and you get your groceries, that is like checked off the list. You don't even really have to think about it anymore. Isn't that so exciting? But you'll have food ready to go for your family to eat because they want to eat even in the month of May-cember. Okay, then the next thing I want you to think about is not letting go of the things that fill you, right? Like for me, the first thing to go is sleep and a gratitude journal and exercise. And guess what ends up happening? Not only am I a chicken running around with my head cut off, I'm a crabby chicken running around with my head cut off, right? Like those things are life-giving to me and they help me and sustain me in busy seasons. So I prioritize things like sleep and writing in my gratitude journal and sticking to my routine as much as humanly possible because routines actually bring us peace and comfort in busy seasons. They help us to know what to expect. So I know it's our knee-jerk reaction to say, I don't have time to exercise or get out for a walk, and I don't have time for sleep. Friends, I'm going to argue with you as a sweet friend sitting over coffee with you at your favorite coffee shop that you actually do need to do those things, and you'll be a better human. You'll be better prepared to serve and love your family if you take care of those few simple things. So here's my question for you today. Here's my practical takeaway for you today. I want you to think about, like, what are the three things that if you did those every single day in this busy season of life, that they would help you thrive and not just survive in this busy season. So think, like for me, like I said, it's making my bed. Making my bed is a really simple act that just helps me to prepare for the day. Writing in my gratitude journal, that helps me to keep the right perspective of all the things I have to be grateful for. And then I love to get outside at least for a little bit of a walk. Maybe in this season, you can't do your full normal routine, but that goes back to the thing we always talk about where some is better than none. So maybe it's even a 5 or a 10 minute walk outside, brisk walk. You're taking in the fresh air. You're getting some sunshine on your face. It helps to start your day. So just give me today, what is those three things that you can do at the beginning of your day that's going to help you not just survive, but thrive in the month of May-cember. So let me go over the tips with you again, just so that we can remember. The first thing is to plan out your month, right? Make the decision, okay, what am I going to get my teacher for teacher gifts? You can pick once and get everything for the same gift for every teacher. So for me, just as a selfish plug, I love to give our Simple Purposeful Living notepads and some Flarepoint pens. You could give them our new errand checklist notepad or our brain dump notepad. Those would be great with a gift card. You could put like go out to lunch on the first page with a gift card to their favorite local restaurant. Okay. But I like to just choose one gift and give it to all the teachers. It just simplifies my life. So make a plan. And then also talk about that plan with your spouse. Maybe go on a walk, a weekly little spousal date to kind of get you guys on the same page. It's so helpful to communicate. I can't underscore that enough. And then you're also going to realize, okay, what matters in this season? What must get done? What can I let go of? It's not the time to declutter my entire house in the month of May. And then what can I ask for help? We need our friends. We need our spouses. We need our kids. Can they help us do things around the house that maybe we would normally be able to get to? Folding laundry, putting laundry away, all of those sorts of things. And then meal plan and make a grocery list. A simple game plan for what your family's going to eat during the week based on your schedule. And then make sure you get into those daily practices that bring you joy, help fulfill you, sleep, gratitude journal, getting outside, getting some fresh air, whatever it is for you. And then the last thing I want to remind you is to give yourself grace. This is a really busy season, but it's a season. And like all seasons in life, it will come and it will go. The end of your chaos will give way to a much slower schedule in the summertime. I always say I feel like I go from 90 miles an hour to zero starting in the month of June. And that's coming, friends. That's coming. So, weary friend, keep on going in this busy season. You aren't alone, but you can apply these principles to your life today. And shortly, we will be in the throes of summer, which is another podcast we'll be talking about here soon. What to do with your kids in the summer, right? That's the question we all want to ask. But until then, I hope that this helps you to thrive and not just survive in the summer, and that we go from running around like a chicken with our head cut off to a person that can enjoy this season of life, knowing that it will come to an end sooner than later. Until next time, friends, have a great day. And remember, your practical takeaway today is to come up with those three things to do every single day in the month of May-cember that keeps you feeling rejuvenated and fresh so you can best serve your family. And tell me online. I'd love for you to tag me and tell me what the takeaway is from today and implement it today. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you liked this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.